Masters. I am currently joined in the studio on my computer by Adam Hadaway. How are you, Adam?
Pretty decent, really.
Yeah, pretty decent. You've been having breakfast today?
Yeah. Well, I'm staying at my mum's place and there's this pub down the road. I didn't have a drink or anything.
No, you couldn't.
You can. There's like a disgusting deal with the breakfast, but it's $12 for bacon and eggs and coffee.
Bacon and eggs and coffee for $12. That's a steal. Whereabouts is this?
It's called Bridie's on Stanmore Road, and Bridie's it's good. Road. It's real good. It's just real scungy.
Fair enough.
Good. It's good.
Fair enough. So you're about to hit the road, or are you heading the road currently? You're coming down on Sunday.
Yeah, we're heading to Oamaru tomorrow.
Nice. How are you feeling for it, for your solo tour?
Really good. I haven't done a solo tour before, so never. Excited, really.
Yeah. Was there sort of a reason that prompted you to want to do it solo this time around?
Financially, it's the only way. Because we were just about, you know, never, we pretty much lose money every time we tour with the band.
Yeah.
Which is the same for most people.
Yeah.
But I never thought I could do solo shows. And then I did one last year in Auckland. Well, it was with Elmore from my band, but as a duo. And he's joining me for some of these shows. And it was really good. And I was like, let's just do a tour. This is so nice. And it opened things up in so many ways that I wasn't expecting. So,
yeah, sick. And so you've got quite a few nights on for this tour. You have 10 nights. And you've already done your first one in Christchurch.
Yeah. And we were opening for Drake Jolie Holland.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And so how are you finding, like, this is your seventh album now.
Mm.
It's quite important to you to keep it, like, eclectic, or is that kind of just something that happens naturally from the amount that you write? Like, is it intentional?
Well, I think it just comes out how it comes out. Like, I don't set out to make this album as the, like, garagey album, this album is the country album, whatever, but they all come out eventually. I think if I noticed that I made an album that was exactly like another one, I'd kind of try to go back and change it then, because I don't really see the point.
Yeah.
Don't want it to be like completely all over the place, but like it just bores me when a band puts out two albums that are just kind of formulaic and the same.
Yeah, fair. And did it feel right to you now to do the solo thing with this album that's just come out? Because it's quite more of a mellow kind of, with the country twangs in it, right?
I think the album before is more kind of like...
More on that camp.
Stuff, so we'd probably take a lot of... The thing is, it feels like we did that album tour last year.
Yeah.
And now a bit of time has passed and it doesn't really feel like I'm going to be touring that album. I'm just going to be doing all kinds of
stuff.
Yeah,
totally.
But there's some mellow stuff on it for sure that'll sound good. It doesn't have to be mellow, but there's some stuff that works so well from that album.
Yeah, because you've got a long collection, long list of places that you can take music from for any kind of tour. And one of the parts one of the albums of yours that I really love is your first album, All That Love. I mean, not only is the art on it just beautiful and sick, and then like the sort of, it takes you through a journey. You go, because there's so many songs on this album, and it takes you through every single kind of style. What was that kind of like? And how do you feel now looking back with seven albums since then?
I like that album. It's one of my favorite ones. So I'm glad you like it, because I don't really know if many people picked that one up that much.
Mm.
I think that we've come full circle a little bit, because sometimes it can seem all over the place, like with this album's more country or that album's more punk or something. But now with our last album, I feel like it kind of ties everything together. It's reasonably cohesive, but it also harkens back to the first stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's got like an indie rock guitar vibe, like the All That Love, the first album does. And we've been playing stuff back from that first album for the first time in years. And so I feel like now it all connects really nicely.
Mm. Yeah, sick. And like, it's like the kind of vibe that you were going through back then was like, did you know at that point what you wanted Adam Hadaway and the Haunters to be? Like, had you already had this kind of plan to like continue solo with Adam Hadaway, or...
No, that was the one album that it wasn't a struggle to, or like a striving for anything.
Yeah.
Like, then I've been like, well, now we have this band and I'm going to try to do this or that. But that album was completely carefree. Yeah. I hadn't formed a band when I recorded it. I recorded in like 2017, 2018.
Yeah.
And I was honestly just like throwing stuff at the wall in my bedroom for fun and just recording it all.
Yeah.
I would record someone playing the drums at their house and then I'd record everything else at my place. And so it really had no plan. And I think that's why it had its charm. And that I like that album, like going back, you know, after all these years,
Does sit through, like the charm is there. I feel couldn't through that experiment. You couldn't get like, and I really love like the song Two More in the Hot House, how you have like this sort of like brief opening of some other song and then it like sort of clips into this new like kind of different part. And I feel like, you know, it's such a like, it's so unintentionally intentional, if that makes sense. Like it just kind of sounds like it happened naturally and then it's just still there and it just, it's perfect.
Thanks, yeah. I was listening to, oh no, what are they called? I can't even remember the name. Like some indie band from New York.
More recent indie band?
No, they were about, it was about like 8, 19 years ago.
8, 19 years ago. Indie band from New York.
Yeah, I actually have no idea what they were called now. I've never forgotten.
Twin Peaks?
That's how long ago it was.
Twin Peaks? Not Twin Peaks. I don't even know if they're from. A band from New York, and I think that about sums it up. If they're from New York, an indie band from New York 20 years ago. Yeah, no, sick. And so, what are you most excited? Do you come down to Dunedin often?
When I can.
Yeah, are you? Is there something that you get excited to do when you get down here? Anything that stands out?
Well, the thing is, I'm only ever there to do a show.
Yeah, so you're not there for too long.
I've got some good friends there. I'm looking forward to catching up with a high school friend. And it's a pretty city, you know.
It is like a pretty city.
What should I do? I actually might be stuck there for a couple of days.
Oh, if you're stuck here for a couple of days, there's a place around, like anywhere around the peninsula. If you've got the money for it, there's like the opera. Opera is the conservation people down here, and they have a really cool tour that you can do, and you get to see like yellow-eyed penguins and like albatrosses and all these things, and like they take you through, and like the rangers show you what they do to like save the penguins. It's pretty cool. I did it. It's probably my favorite thing that I've done here, and I did that like when I moved down at 18 with my mum, and I really rate it. Yeah, either that or just the Botans, really.
Yeah, nice.
The both ends are great, yeah. And so are you based, where are you currently based out of with your music? You're currently based out of whereabouts in life? Where do you see yourself?
We're in Christchurch, but we've been in Melbourne quite a lot.
Oh, like true. That. How have you been finding Melbourne? Is that a recent change or?
The last 2 years, me and my girlfriend, we kind of just go house sit. We house sit. And we stay for free at someone's house and look after walk the dog or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Like a couple of bohemians. Yeah. And so we just go to Melbourne for a couple months at a time.
Yeah.
And I can work, we can just work there.
Cool.
Work,
so. And do you find the music scene there pretty cool? Like it's quite a lot larger, eh?
Yeah, I just find that lots more people are interested in music there.
Yeah, totally.
I'd like to, you know, there's lots of great music in Christchurch, but not only is there, you know, not only is it a bigger, is Melbourne a lot bigger, but like seemingly there's more interest there per capita, like people, you know, but there's a lot of competition.
Yeah, there is a lot of competition in Melbourne, eh? Yeah.
So I don't know. It kind of evens out for me. It's kind of, anytime you go somewhere with more opportunity or better music scene or something, there's just always some flip side and everything kind of just seems to even out and I sort of just drift because I want to be able to drift and tour and not have too much of a base.
So yeah,
it's been good. It's probably not many other places. I probably wouldn't move anywhere in Australasia apart from Melbourne.
Yeah, no, I'd say so the same, eh?
Much as I like Dunedin.
It seems like it does, Melbourne does seem like quite the hub to be in, especially like currently.
One of my friends who's in my band in Melbourne is moving to Dunedin.
Oh, really?
So, like, I'm sure that there's so many.
Yeah. I mean, I think Dunedin also, like, I mean, there's so many places you can do music. And I think what's more important is the doing music part in terms of then the actual location that you do it in, right? You know?
How you find, is the music scene very vibrant in Dunedin these
yeah,
days?
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. It's really beautiful, especially in the last, like, I've really noticed, it was funny because I'm half based in Dunedin, half in Auckland over the holidays. And it's so funny. Like, as soon as I went up to Auckland, it felt like everything started happening down here. Like, we've got a really, the underage scene is huge here. Huge all ages scene. And so, like, we've got a bunch of bands that are, like, are all really young and creating this really new young talent. And then outside of that, like, I don't know. I mean, the reason I came down here was because of Flying Nun and, like, was because of people like Alistair Galbraith and, like, these sort of artists from the South Island that I grew in love with. And having come down, I'm really grateful that I'm down here because it's such a beautiful place to be able to say that you do music. And, like, regardless of where the scene is, the music really speaks for itself, I think, in the South Island. It really does. And people outside of the South Island don't remember it and don't recall it enough to do it. You know, I don't know. But I really appreciate the Dunedin music scene. I think it's, especially in the last year, it has really shifted and changed in a way that's really positive as well. And in a way that, like, the old Dunedin sound people are finally coming out of their caves. And, like, it's quite funny. Yeah. They're all coming out of their caves and be like, Dunedin music is the best. And, like, the last year. And so it's been really cool. Yeah.
It's quite mythical. Like, maybe people from outside of the South Island, they've heard it. They know all about it, but they might not. They might not realize that it's still.
They don't understand. Like, they don't realize that it's still happening and that it's still everywhere. And that, like, it wasn't just those bands in the 80s. It was just the actual culture of it. And I think the culture here is what creates the music so uniquely. It's not just it wasn't just like a scene in one point in time. There is such a culture that kind of feeds into this music.
Yeah.
And do you find that culture makes its way through into Christchurch as well?
Well, there's a lot of Flying Nun bands from here, and a lot of those cats are still here. And sometimes when there's a Flying Nun related show or event, you feel like it's very much active. And,
yeah, and also Christchurch was Flying Nun was started in Christchurch, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
No, 79.
79. I think it was. I think it was. Yeah. How is your, like, do you find that you take a lot from that? Because I also know that your first album, it references, or it says, recommended if you like 3Ds and Tall Dwarves and things like that. Toy Love, I think it was, which is, those are two good ones.
3Ds and Toy Love, was it?
Yeah, 3Ds and Toy Love, I believe.
I must have said that, because they are often two of my favourites.
Yeah, I would say so, the same as well. Toy Love is phenomenal. Have you read Chris Knox's book?
I don't think I have.
It's really good.
Is it good?
Yeah, the new autobiography is actually, it does go on. It does go on. I mean, it is from his birth to his death, but, like, it is an incredible read. Incredible read. Yeah.
Have you read Shane
Carter's one?
Yeah.
No, I haven't read Shane Carter's. I've read the Sneaky Feelings one. There's the singer from Sneaky Feelings, Matthew Bannister. He wrote a memoirs around his time in Flying Nun and things. And it was really interesting because he was on a whole nother different side of it where him and Chris Knox really didn't get along. And he also didn't get along with Flying Nun. And so it was actually really interesting finding out about all the dirty laundry of the Flying Nun in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Shit,
and then I met the guy. I met Matthew at a gig in Auckland just recently, and I was so flustered. I went up to him and I was like, before I even said anything, I was like, "Thank you so much for letting me talk to you." Oh god,
no, I love it.
Crack up. But no, it's pretty good doing music down here for that. We've got quite a history to, like, follow and to sort of be a part of. It's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, you've got the Folk Club gig, everyone, on Sunday. You got to make it to it. Have you got any songs that you can play, you can say that you will play for us? Two more in the Hot House.
I'll play anything? I'll play two more in the
Hot House. Actually, can you play Two Adelaide? That's my current favourite of yours.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Sweet as.
I'll re-acquaint myself with it.
Yeah, fair enough. But you've got the Dunedin Folk Club on Sunday, and this big tour to everyone. And you've, on the back of everything else going on in your life. Is there anything else you'd like to plug before we end things? Because you've got somewhere to be after this soon.
I think I gotta do
gotta wrap it up. Wrap it up.
anything, you know, like just listen to any of it.
Yeah.
The latest album. I'm happy with it. So if any, you know, I heard you were just playing Wild and Alone.
Yeah, Wild and Alone, cool track.
Smash out another one from there.
Yeah, I've got The Law coming up next, and
sure.
I'll put it on. I'll put some other stuff on from you, but yeah, The Law coming up next. That's an old one as well, right?
Yeah.
Is that off the All That Love? No. No.
It is, yeah.
Oh, it is. True. All right. Well, thank you so much, Adam, for being on. I cannot wait to see you play on Sunday. To everyone who hasn't already heard me say it 5 times now, at the Dunedin Folk Club, Adam Hathaway is performing solo on Sunday.
Come along, folks.
Come along. All right. Well, thank you so much, Adam.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Mario.
All right. Take care. Okay. And now we put The Law on. Enjoy.